Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Biblezer, Managing Editor, and joining me today is Avi Melamed, Founder and CEO of Inside the Middle East, Intelligence Perspectives. Thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And the subject, fighting has broken out in and around the eastern city of Misrata, Libya, further eroding what was meant to be a ceasefire agreement brokered earlier this month. Mr. Melamed, how significant is the most recent development, and can you explain a little bit to our viewers about the situation on the ground?
Well, following the ousting of the former Libyan dictator Muammar al-Gaddafi back in 2011, Libya is experiencing an ongoing civil war. Libyan society is actually a conglomeration of different tribes, and they are competing over power and influence. Libya has a very significant natural wealth, mostly gas and oil, particularly located in eastern areas and proximity to the shore. As part of that civil war, Libya is governed by two major forces. One is the Government of National Accord, based in Tripoli, under the leadership of Prime Minister al-Sarraj, and the other camp is the camp under the leadership of Field Marshal Khalifa Haftar, also known as the National Libyan Army.
Do you think that he's now abandoned his desire to take the capital and instead is focused on reinforcing whatever authority he has in the east?
The most significant thing to understand, I would say, about the situation currently in Libya is that that civil war actually turns into a regional and even beyond regional power struggle. Turkey and Qatar are supporting the Government of National Accord, a government that has Islamic affiliation, and they are backed by Erdogan and the Qataris, both militarily and financially. You may remember that earlier this month, Turkish parliament has authorized Erdogan's request to send military support to Libya. Likely he's not going to do that. However, there are reports that he has been sending Islamist militants from North Syria. Some of them are affiliated with Al-Qaeda and other Islamist groups to fight in Libya. On the other hand, we got Egypt, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates who support Haftar. External circle, we have European factors like Italy and France that are also involved. Italy's gas oil company, Eni, is engaged in contracts with the Libyan government, and Italy thus has obviously very significant interest in what's going on in Libya. The same applies as for France. One of the most sensitive issues is the fact that other than its huge gas and oil reserves, Libya is the gateway for Africans who are fleeing from Africa, making their way up towards Europe. Prior to the recent conference in Berlin, one-day conference in the participation of the major European states, including also the United States and Russia, prior to that, seems like as if Haftar and Sarraj were about to sign a ceasefire agreement in Moscow. That did not happen. Haftar refused to sign the agreement, arguing that he has the military upper hand and there is no reason why he should subdue to terms that are basically against his interests. Berlin conference, though signals the importance of the issue for major players, thus far has failed to come with a real tangible outcomes in context of ending the fight. Eruption and violence took place in the area of Sirte, as you mentioned before, between Benghazi and Tripoli, and also the area of Abu Qurain, which is the most recent stage for clashes.
Mr. Avi Melamed, founder and CEO of Inside the Middle East, Intelligence Perspective, thank you very much for joining me at the Media Line.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Charles Biblezer.